Little Red and the Cunning Hoodie, again by Chris Gurney. Little Red was a happy and sweet little girl, and her hair was a mop of crazy red curls. She was called Little Red from when she was small, as red was the color she loved most of all. Little Red was out playing when Mum called, "Yoo-hoo! Nana feels crook, she's come down with the flu. I've baked her some Afghans, her favorite Bicky, but getting them to her is going to be tricky. I was wondering, dear, would you very much mind taking them over? I'm so far behind." "No worries, Mum, I don't mind a jot. I'll just grab my bike and be off like a shot." Little Red rode away to perform her good deed. Off through the park she cycled at speed, but slammed on her brakes as she came to a log, for there lay a strange-looking bushy-tailed dog.
"Beauty for a ride," he lazily drawled. "My name is Cuddy. What are you called?"
"I'm Little Red. I'm taking some bickies to give to my Nana, who's feeling quite icky. She lives in the house on the edge of the park, so I really must dash before it gets dark." The Cuddy was cunning. He sure wasn't dumb. Spurred on by the growls in the pit of his tum, he ran like the wind, 'twas like he could fly, and reached Nana's house in the blink of an eye. Tried to open the door, but alas, it was locked, so clearing his throat, he gave a loud knock. Cuddy spoke sweetly.
"Hi, Nana," he said. "I've brought some bickies. It's me, Little Red."
He heard Nana cough as her feet hit the floor.
"Come in, my darling. I'll unlock the door."
Now Nana was nimble and Nana was spry. She went to karate down at the Y. A dotty old lady was what she was not. This cunning old Cuddy was in for a shock. Nana opened the door and let out a shriek, kicked up her heels and thwacked Cuddy's cheek, jumped over the dog and ran off in haste, leaving him howling and clutching his face. Cuddy was hungry now, also irate. He stomped on inside and got ready to wait. He hopped into bed, drew the covers up high, hoping that soon Little Red would drop by. To be continued.